Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. So here I am at the grave of Brendan Behan, someone I've known about since I was about 11. So an Irish writer who lived 1923 to 1964. So he died at the age of 41. His premature death brought on by dipsomania. And it's a rather bad taste, 1960s grave. I thought it wouldn't be something that ornate, and I suppose it's quite plain, or as different from the other headstones, which got more classical look. So Brendan or Beerhorn, he thinks of really sort of beach, I think beech tree. And actually his name was Francis Behan, that's how he was baptised, and then the family called him Brendan. So he was jailed for terrorist activities at the age of 16, trying to set off a bomb in the United Kingdom. And because the UK is so gloriously compassionate, released him after only 3 years. What would happen in any other country during the Second World War? If anything, he would have been executed for a fraction of that, despite being 16. Let out, but he attempted the murder of a member of the Garda Síochána here at Glasnevin Cemetery when there was some sort of IRA march. He didn't learn his lesson at the age of 19, and he could have been sentenced to death by a firing squad. He got was a life sentence, but after the Second World War, he's released from the Curragh in Kildare. So, yeah, that's him, and he's got an empty glass because he liked to drink, I suppose. A pencil there, and then there he is writing, and all the people, Jarlath French Mullen, French with a double F. I'm going to do it as small Fs. So he married a French Mullen woman. Oh, says it was their family grave. First person interred 1932. Leonard Salkill. Okay, he had was it a daughter with his wife? And there's a story. I think he had a son with a girlfriend of his before that, but she fled or the child was given up for adoption. There's a claim that he had a homosexual relationship with people. I don't know if that's true. So his father had been a seminarian, but was found attempting a sexual liaison with a woman shortly before his ordination. So was sort of never ordained. So was an unusually learned house painter, had been in the IRA after the First World War. So was indeed interred with the anti-treaty IRA. And the first time he saw Brendan was held up by his mother. So his father could sort of wave to him from Mountjoy Prison before his release. So grew up in a working class family on Russell Street opposite Croke Park. Grew up with Republican law, knew a lot of rebel songs and so on. Left school at 16 or so, 15, and that's it. Didn't like Rugger, felt posh boys played it. So was a complete racist. But actually imprisoned with English criminals, it sort of cured him of his bigotry. And he began to perceive that they were human beings, or didn't regard ordinary Englishmen, English women as the same as the government of the United Kingdom. But, he was a socialist as well, but couldn't realise that this was divisive. Irish Republicans was to set Englishmen against Irishmen, against Scotsmen, against Welshmen. And obviously you should replace the names of Irishmen, Englishmen, Welshmen, Scotsmen with a common name of Britain and be done with sectarianism. So though he was a Catholic, he had a very conflictual relationship with the church, which rightly denounced his organisation as a murder gang. Anyway, that was him. So he died in 1964. What would he have made of the troubles that broke out in 1969? He probably would have been pro-IRA. So he's certainly not an intellectual writer, was very much a proletarian writer, is rather uncomplicated, humorous, at times bawdy, ever mischievous, playful. So yeah, I warmed to his prose. He wrote some songs. The old triangle went jingle jangle on the banks of the Royal Canal. And because of his debauchery, getting into fights in the 50s, regular court appearances, he even came to England to help to break somebody out of jail who was in the IRA in the early 1950s. And his cousin, who was in the Irish Guards, returned to the British Army, let him use the phone at Chelsea Barracks. He passed through England en route to France, was found out later because he was being barred from coming to England because of his previous terrorist conviction. And he was allowed to represent the United Kingdom at some drama festival in Paris. It's astonishing. That's how broad-minded, forgiving and tolerant the United Kingdom is. That's how splendiferous it is, driving around with a Union flag on the car. I mean, imagine the Republic of Ireland having a loyalist terrorist to represent us in a literary or drama festival overseas. So that was Brendan Behan. I suppose he doesn't even tell the truth about his name. He's actually Francis Behan. But okay, he's known as that. Went to the United States. And then he sort of played the stage paddy, which I suppose he more or less was. There's Brendan Behan's Ireland, who wrote about that, about Ireland, and so on. So best known for his plays On Gall, The Hostage, which he then wrote in English. I've read that one. And my goodness, the queer fella, queer as in queer, not meaning homosexual, but a man about to be executed in Mountjoy and the effect that has on them. Because he was in Mountjoy for short stints a few times in the 1950s, was he ever there when someone was going to be executed? And you never meet the one who's going to be topped and so on. Yeah, he certainly did meet people who were going to be hanged and so forth. So that is Brendan Behan. And I've seen a bit of the footage on Pathé News, or what is it, a British movie tone, his burial here. And I knew it wasn't too far from the Round Tower. You can't see it now because these trees. But of course, that being 60 years ago, these trees would have been much shorter. And they play some, some traditional Irish music in the intro. Okay, so that is him with Beatrice Behan, the mother of all Behans, a biographer written about her. Then Dominic Behan, isn't he the one who wrote The Patriot Game, sort of well known for his far-left views, died in the noughties and so on. I see he was on The Late Late Show talking about them in about 1998, when Gay Byrne was still hosting. Here I'm at Glasnevin Cemetery in Dublin, over a million people below me, so it's the biggest cemetery in Ireland, and it opened for interments almost two centuries ago. Overwhelmingly Catholic. I think there might be a Protestant section to it. Right, anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.